The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod has settled into orbit again for a look at the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unreservedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your tour guide as we relive what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1977, the space shuttle Enterprise taxied down the runway and went no further. Mounted on the back of a modified Boeing 747, the Enterprise was taking part in a test to ensure that the combination of airliner and shuttle was structurally sound before the pair took to the air. In 1982, a spare space shuttle crew module was assembled at Rockwell International's Palmdale, California plant as a spare part for the existing shuttle fleet. What no one knew at the time was that this would eventually become part of space shuttle endeavor at the end of the decade. In 2013, as all eyes were on near-Earth asteroid 2012 DA14, which zipped past Earth at a distance of only 17,000 miles, a meteoroid streaked into Earth's atmosphere and exploded over Chelyabinsk, Russia. The massive sonic boom from the airburst explosion blew out windows and caused a building to collapse. Debris was found later in a nearby lake. The meteoroid was completely undetected until it was spotted in broad daylight in the Russian sky, and it was completely unrelated to 2012 DA14. Born on this day in 1564, astronomer extraordinaire Galileo Galilei. Actor Cesar Romero, who was the Joker in the 1960s Batman TV series, was born in 1907. Comedian Harvey Korman, who had the dubious distinction of being one of the headlining guest stars in the 1978 Star Wars Holiday Special, was born today in 1927. Apollo 1 astronaut Roger Chaffee was born in 1935. Actress Jane Seymour, who had a prominent role in the earliest episodes of the original Battlestar Galactica, was born in 1951.
Flight Cadet Serena, reporting for duty, Captain.
What is this, a joke?
No. I just wanted to surprise you. I've been in training ever since Adama opened up the program to replace the pilots that we lost.
Training?
A shuttle cadet who has just finished her first solo.
Would you excuse us for a senton boxing?
Okay. Come on, Muffet. They're gonna argue.
We are not going to argue.
Born in 1954, science fiction author Ian Banks. And in 1971, Xena Warrior Princess co-star Renee O'Connor was born.
Well fought, Friendfish. Know that I don't do this for pleasure, only to live.
Don't talk to your breakfast.
You'll go to a far, far better place.
Walker Edmiston, the super-evolved Sleestak Enoch from the Land of the Lost, died on this day in 2007.
Who are...
Enoch, the Altrusian.
Hey, listen, whoever you are, thanks. Those monsters are...
My ancestors.
Huh?
I am of the generation to be born to this place. 10,000, perhaps 100,000 years from now.
You mean you're not alive yet?
Well, if he isn't, we're talking to ourselves.
It is an elementary deduction. None of us belong here.
And on this day in 2014, TV director Cliff Bull died. He was behind the camera for episodes of Supernatural, The $6 Million Man, and MacGyver, but he's best known for his work on the various Star Trek spin-off series of the 1980s and 90s, including the fan-favorite Star Trek The Next Generation two-parter, The Best of Both Worlds. On this day in 1964, Doctor Who was on the brink of disaster, and the brink of a long run on BBC TV.
Doctor, where are we? When we left the planet Skaro, where did you ask the machine to take us to? Think, Doctor!
Had hoped to reach your planet Earth. Skaro was in the future, and I used the fast return switch.
The fast return switch? You've sent us back too far! Doctor, show me! Show me that switch! Where is it?
This was the day that the show's 13th episode premiered, which was at one point dangerously close to being its last episode. But due to the overwhelming success of the 7-episode introduction of the Daleks, there was now no question the TARDIS would keep on traveling through time. The cast's contracts were extended, and further episodes were already in production, the beginnings of a series which would run on and off for over 5 decades. In 1988, the BBC introduced another science fiction favorite, this time with a laugh track, the premiere of the very first episode of Red Dwarf.
How long was I in stasis?
Well, I couldn't release you until the radiation reached a safe background level.
How long?
3 million years.
3 million years? I've still got that library book. But what about Chrissy? What about Chrissy Kachansky?
She's dead, Dave.
No way.
I don't suppose it's any consolation, but if she were still alive, the age difference would be insurmountable.
In 1993, Q was back on Star Trek The Next Generation, making Captain Picard face up to the many choices he'd made in his life in the episode Tapestry.
I can't live out my days as that person. That man is bereft of passion and imagination. That is not who I am.
He's the person you wanted to be. One who was less arrogant and undisciplined in his youth. One who was less like me? The Jean-Luc Picard you wanted to be, the one who did not fight the Nausicaan, had quite a different career from the one you remember. That Picard never had a brush with death, never came face to face with his own mortality, never realized how fragile life is or how important each moment must be. So his life never came into focus. He drifted through much of his career with no plan or agenda, never seizing the opportunities that presented themselves, and no one ever offered him a command. He learned to play it safe.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Our latest book, Warp 1, is available now. Thelogbook.com's extensive guide to the universe of Gene Roddenberry's Star Trek, including the original series, animated series, the movies, The Next Generation, Roddenberry's one-off TV projects, and much more. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Keane.